So, let's go into the issues of the day. I would ask for you oblige me to go to a series I posted on Facebook last week. Was it the week before? This would have been the number 3. But I observed that I wanted to say this directly to you. That's why I stopped writing it. Don't be. So I used, who was number 1? I used Aaron. Don't be an Aaron. And look at that series. Aaron was an assistant that was not wise. Aaron was not wise. Aaron was a fellow. Pastor is not around. Listen to the congregation. And you can see on 2 occasions, he kept listening to somebody, listen to Miriam the sister, till he was cut off totally. I told you, when you are an associate, you listen to pastor alone. Take instructions. Nobody gives you suggestions. Don't be an Aaron. Go and get that article and read it. The second thing, don't be a Judas. And we said Judas is that fellow who just suddenly became uncomfortable with the attention Jesus was getting. Imagine. And then, somewhere, he became an ally of Christ's opponent. So 2 things. Go and lay your hands on them. First Timothy chapter 4. First Timothy chapter 4. We're not going to Matthew 28 today. Amen. We can just reference it. Matthew 28:18. Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all authority, that's world power, is given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore. I says, and make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe whatsoever I have commanded you, and Lord, I'm with you always at the end of the age. Amen. Now, obviously, there's something in 19 that tends towards discipleship. A disciple is not a fan. I've told you before. A disciple is not a fan. Hey! Somebody clapping for you. Some of you get carried away. You get carried away. A disciple is not a fan. A fan is somebody who claps. Hey, glory. But by now you should know, sir. I told you in the service today. I taught a series in 1997, The Revelation of a Christian. A series I taught at Sokam, Ibadan. It was like a July time. July, is it 6 or 7? I taught Revelation of Righteousness. So I got to Revelation of a Christian. Ah! A damsel! She got up and said, ah! I love you, sir! She said, this thing you are preaching is an answered prayer. I've seen you. I have. She said lovely things. She wrote a wonderful poem about the work of the ministry. She said, God showed me as you were teaching, you have met your teacher, I will follow you. A fan. Long poem on Facebook. Great articles on Twitter. Fan. Fans are there. Bishop Oyedepo said, fans are for fun. You want to catch your fun? Read what fans are saying. Fans, they hail you, they do all that. You know the thing about that sister? That was the last time I ever saw her. I've never seen her again. Maybe I saw her, I didn't recognize her. Never seen her. Fans. Those are fans. Oh, when I met you, I met the world. That's still a fan. A man still admiring your teaching ability is a fan. A man still say, look at the world broken down into pieces till the world has been pieced. Fan. Oh, put his picture on your picture on his DP. Still a fan. Excited. Carries all the two gods. This is our God. 2 gods. Put them as an idol with understands thou who this God is. Volume 3. Face it. Rabbi has finished us. Fan. A disciple.
Bible is the one that you say, sit down! And he sits down. He doesn't even ask for explanation. A disciple is the one who follows you to church. He's at the meetings. He's there when you are talking. He's there when you are not talking. A disciple does not use pictures to validate following. It is his conduct that validates following. What's to know the difference between a fan and a disciple? Disciple has gone past hailing you. Disciple is following you. And there are many things he might not know, yet he follows. That's a disciple. Follows you to church, follows you to pray, follows you to preach, follows you, accountable to you, learning life through you, seeks your counsel, even about a professional issue that you are not even a professional about. Pastor, pray for me. This is happening, counsel me. That's a disciple. Are you following what I'm saying? What is necessary to follow? Wearing wristband, wearing nose rings. Is that possible? Tattooing. You tattoo the pastor's name on your bum bum. There's nothing in that. Follow! That's a disciple. Follow. So I showed you in the service, mimetes. 1 Corinthians 4:15 and 16. 1 Thessalonians 2 and 14. 2 Thessalonians 1 and 6. I hope I'm correct. Try to remember the text. 1 Thessalonians 1 and 6. 1 Thessalonians 1 and 6. 1 Thessalonians 2:14. To follow. Follow. Just like we follow Christ. So, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, we find Paul write to a disciple. A disciple. Now look at what he said about Timothy in Philippians 2, 21 and 22. He says, you know. Now, look at what he has said. He said, you know. Philippians 2 and 21. I have no verse 19 first. I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy shortly unto you that I may know of your good cover which I know. When I know your state, for I have no man like-minded who naturally care for your state, for all seek their own, and the things, not the things that are Jesus Christ. But you know the proof of him! That means you can see it. It's clear. There is a proof in this guy. The proof. There's a proof. That he follows. He follows. He doesn't, he's not jittery, he's not, some people, after they have followed the apostle for a while, who begin to harass them. Follow man, they start getting jittery. We're not convinced. Don't follow anybody, follow Christ. Now listen to me. So I say, don't follow anybody, follow Christ. So, it's true. So who did you not follow? You followed the man talking. Is the man talking that you just followed? Is the man talking that you just followed? Everybody harass you. We harassed Brother Talks in the 90s. We harassed him. I remember one day, I told him to his face. I said, don't let me say it. I shouldn't repeat what I said. It's a sinful statement. He didn't listen. I said, if we look at your spirit, Christ has left. It's Hagin that is there. We said all sorts of bad things. He didn't care. He didn't care. Because he heard from God. Very simple. You don't get moved, you get, no! My consecration is not your business. I didn't come with you now. So we met here. Hey, go your own. And most confused people try to look like they are stable. And they are not stable.
So, writing to a man like Timothy gives us an idea of what you and I should know. First and Second Timothy and Titus are like a compression of First Samuel, Second Samuel, First Kings, Second Kings, First Chronicles and Second Chronicles. Those are books on leadership. Servant leadership, the pros, the cons, the negatives, the positives. Or you read the first five books, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Leadership materials, the book of Joshua and Judges. There are books written about leadership. If you read the book of Judges, you will see it three times. Because there was no king in Israel. Everybody did as it was right in his eyes. He didn't say God was not there. God was there. Listen to me. God was in their midst, but there was no leader. So everybody did as it was right in his own eyes. Judges, let's see, Judges 17. Judges 17 and verse 6. In those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did what was right in his own eyes. Judges 17 verse 6. Judges 18 verse 1. No king. Everybody was doing what they liked. Judges 21 verse 25. Judges 21 25. The very end of it. There was no king. Every man did what was right. Was God there? God was there. Was God moving? Yes, he was moving. But there was no authority. No control, no instructors. So here we have Paul writing to Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 4. We'll pick on a very vital thing he said to him. Verse 6. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ. So I was a good minister. So, it is not good enough to just be a minister. You must be a good minister. 2 Corinthians 3, 6 and 7 calls us able ministers. So, we should be able, we are able ministers by the virtue of being born again, by the virtue of being in the ministry. So that is not your conduct, that is your position, your inheritance. But then, having become an able minister, are you a faithful minister? 1 Corinthians 4 and 1. It says, seeing then that we are stewards of the mysteries of God or Christ, it is required in stewards that a man knows the word. Huh? That a man knows how to give out words of knowledge. No. That a man be found faithful. So we have good minister. We have faithful minister. Look at Colossians chapter 4 verse 7. I want us to read it together. Colossians chapter 4 verse 7. Watch this. All my stature Tychicus declare unto you. Are you there? Who is a beloved brother? What else? A faithful minister. And fellow servant in the Lord. Whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose. A faithful minister. Faithful. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 21. Look at that again. You shall know my affairs. How I do. Tychicus. A beloved brother. And what else? Faithful minister. So, able minister, who you are in Christ. Faithful minister, what you have done with who you are in Christ. So we have faithful minister. We have loyal ministers. We have ministers that are not fulfilling the ministry. Epaphras. Colossians 4. Epaphras. Say, sorry. I wanted to say
Archippus. Epaphras is that faithful, diligent, fervent minister. Philippians, I mean Colossians 4:11 and into 12. Then we now have Archippus. We have a teaching on that already. Archippus. Archippus is the man told to fulfill his ministry. He's a guy who has abandoned his fellowship. He used to be in Living Word Media. He said, for now, I'm not doing it for now. Archippus is that guy who used to pastor and stop pastoring. He now says, I just teach generally. Archippus is that guy we had known. He will hit the streets, 20 souls born again in 1 hour. He says, I'll get to it later. Archippus, fellow who is always giving. We have a meeting, he gives. He's always there, serving in that department. But now, he has a round belly, a fruit of the sin that does so easily beset. He says, you know, that was when I was younger, you know. Archippus. Yet we have a faithful minister. So we have a good minister. We have a faithful minister. The able minister is who we are by the Spirit. We have a loyal minister. Loyal minister like Timothy. Philippians 2:19 to 21. And we also have those who are not faithful. A man like Demas. 2 Timothy chapter 4. I told someone, I said, as much as we want to explain the concept of Demas not losing his salvation, I think we have done injustice to the text. We are so particular about Demas not losing his salvation, and we forget that Demas lost his ministry. So I said, well, he didn't lose his salvation, he only lost his ministry. Which one is now good? None. Demas! Pay attention. Has forsaken me, verse 10. Having loved these present world. A man that Paul mentions his name in Colossians 4. Colossians 4:15. 4:14. Demas greets you. Which means he was an associate. We saw him with Paul a lot of times. But then, what has happened to him? Demas has left. Demas, no longer available. He has loved these present world. Has loved the things of this world. Demas has loved the things of this world. 1 John 2:15, love not the world, nor the things that are in this world. It's arguably the only text in the New Testament where we are told to love not. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. He loves this world. Everyone eventually follows what they love. Oh! Someone said, well, your house is far. I will have come to visit you. Because you really don't want to see the person. Do you know how many people travel across the sea to see a man? Not Christ, a man. And a woman. They go far. You see, people say, my boyfriend, my girlfriend is in this state. We don't see too often, just every week. And they say, church is far. 1 hour drive. But that's not far. Eventually, you followed your love. That's why you see people, when they have issues. Oh, you know, I'm having problems with my job, my career, my family and all that. The first thing they get rid of is ministry. Why? Because, one, they don't love the flock. I told someone, years ago, I said, I would have preferred if you stole the flock. It's wrong though. You stole the flock and went away to do ministry with them than to abandon them.
Did you not put them together? Did you not raise them? Did you not teach them? When you were doing that, was it not because you loved them?
Then,
one afternoon, one midnight, he didn't even go for the meeting. He didn't even show up to preach. He has never returned there. And I told him, you see, that is how you will be doing ministry for the rest of your life. And that's how he has been doing it. If you have done it once, you will do it again. You have to get that attitude out of your heart. These people, why were you traveling to go and meet them? Why were you praying with them if you didn't love them? I said, Peter, you answer, you are no longer so-and-so church, and name the church after you. At least we know you are an anointed thief. But you abandoned them. You didn't care who was going to take the service. Oh! Your road will be rough. You know, Christocentric people don't like to hear hard things. Your road will be rough. You are disqualified. Don't abandon the flock. Don't do it! Why was that the first thing you got rid of? You have challenges in your job. You did not get it of family. You didn't tell your boss, I'm not coming to the office again. You didn't tell those around you, I'm leaving this community, this area. It was the church that was your first victim. Why? Because you love this present world. No more. Someone had done that before. He was planning to travel abroad. He didn't inform the pastor. He didn't inform the associate pastor. And he was put over a fellowship that was over an area. Not here. He came to the pastor's house the day he was traveling. Leaving, sir. He now lied. I didn't make up my mind on time until this morning. Because he has heard the grace message. He believes his sins yesterday, today, and forever are taken. That one is not a sin. That one is greater than a sin. Jesus told us, he said, it's better if you hang a rock on your neck and you go and jump into the sea than to offend these little ones. You know, he said to Judas, it's better if you were not born. I know you dodge those kind of texts. It's better if you were not born! How would you do that? It was the day the pastor was shocked. He was about to cry. I said, ever so cool. He said, this is the day he called. I said, don't worry. God will replace him. He will see it in future. Simple. Don't do it. Love the flock. You must see. You must love the flock. Don't want to preach to somebody else's church. What are you looking for? You see all sorts of scavengers on social media. Scavengers. You know scavengers? They come to take here and there. So they are looking for people in congregations who are disgruntled. Scavengers. Looking for... You don't like your pastor. Here, come, follow me. You don't like the plan. Let's go. You know? You know those scavengers that come to your dustbin. That's what they are. They love other congregations. I tell people, I don't love to preach elsewhere but here. Nowhere else but here. I love Saints Community Church. I do. Until recently, it took appeal. I will not leave a Sunday service to preach for anybody. Someone said, So I now devise the means. When you see the day appearing, I'll just be doing series upon series, taking days upon days. You see the day approaching. I'm about to meet at least a service. When I come back, then we have recompense of your reward. Because that one that I went to do is called friendly march. This is my assignment. Friendly match. I go to my friend's church just to be fellowship with them. To be a helper of his joy. It's his work. Therefore, at any point in time, he can sit there to me, aware, aware, you are speaking nonsense. You are right. And the question is like, come on. I will say, don't give, don't give. This is congregation. That's why, if he tells his member, listen to someone, the day he says they should not, they should stop. Very simple. Very simple. It's a simple principle. A good minister. A faithful minister. And we have other ones. So when Paul was describing a son, when he says, my son, he's faithful. He calls Timothy his son. Philippians 2, 22 and 20, 21 and 22. My son, you know. You know what they were looking at? They will read. You know when they said, my son is faithful. He cares for you. They know that there are sons that are not faithful. And one of them is what we want to describe this evening. Look at a man in the scriptures that every leader, every pastor will encounter at some point. Whether the church just started, as started in the book of Acts, is about to start, you will see this character. A test from heaven. There's nothing you can do. It's a spirit that hovers around. I can only pray for you. May you not yield to it. The man Absalom in the scriptures. He cuts across as something that we all have to be aware of. Either in our relationships, even in your organizations, much less the church. Absalom is that guy who will show care, love, concern for the church, but his motives are different. The bad part is that Absalom is a spirit in leadership. Wars and issues amongst followers and members is very easy to quell. But when you have it amongst leadership, it becomes a real problem. So Absalom is a usurper. Somebody who sits where he should not sit. You see it as someone who cancels people that you should not cancel. Absalom is that fellow. And you will see them over around the body of Christ. They are canceling all churches. And church members behind their pastors. Absalom's spirit. Let's see 2 Samuel 14. It's good for you to do a reading about Absalom. 2 Samuel 14. Absalom is that son of David. Now there's a background there that we might look at. You'll see 2 Samuel 13. I don't want us to focus on that. Where Amnon, his brother, raped his sister. Bad enough, Tamar. And when that happened, David heard it. In fact, verse 20, Absalom said to Tamar, "Are Tamar and Amnon thy brother been with thee? Hold on now your peace," he says. "My sister, he is thy brother. Regard not this thing." And Tamar remained desolate in her brother's Absalom's house. So Absalom was like a comfort for Tamar. Like, he did that to you.
He did that. You mean the child of a king did this to you? You mean that church did this to you? You mean that fellow did that to you? And he appeared like he was comforting her. Why are we going to these examples? Paul said the things written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of scriptures, might have hope. Romans 15 verse 4. All the examples I told you of the works of the flesh are found where? Are found where? In Old Testament examples. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Paul again writes, and he warns. Someone say one. It's not everything that is exterior. Someone say, any prophecy that does not make you rejoice is not from God. Now, 1 Corinthians 10:6, these things were our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Verse 11. Now the things happen of them, for example, that were written for admonition upon whom the heads of the world are come. Can we take verse 12 together, first community? Let's go. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he stands take heed, lest he fall into sin. Take heed. Like that old Christian song. He said you are in the midst of serpents and scorpions. You are not immune from temptation. Did you hear me? You are not, even things you have corrected before, you can fall into it yourself. If you refuse to guard yourself, you will do exactly what you are criticized. So, what did Amnon do? Now obviously, we're coming to this. David heard this thing 21, he was only angry. So which means that, that's 2 Samuel 14, 13, sorry, verse 21. Absalom must have expected, you mean pastor said nothing? No, pastor said something. Pastor really tear body. He tore clothes. Pastor really didn't like it. He spoke harshly. He spoke roughly. Then Absalom says, is that all? That's all. 2 years. Watch this. 2 years. He didn't say anything good or bad. Yet he hated Amnon. 2 years. There are people you will see. They won't say anything. They will wait. 2 years. So, 2 years. He watched. He plotted. He said nothing. When you find people that are like that, 2 years, you know, nobody could quote him. He just kept quiet. But in his heart, he kept looking. You mean David will do nothing? 2 years. So, after 2 full years, we'll come to this later. Eventually, he killed his brother. Amnon. He killed him. So chapter 14. David unwisely again in chapter 13 verse 39 said he longed for to have Absalom. Emotional attachment. He just didn't do the right thing, but naturally, he allowed him back. Asked him to go and pastor in church. Told him to teach at camp meeting. Told him to hold Holy Ghost meetings. And what did he do? 2 Samuel. Are you there? Chapter 14. Look at the description of this guy. Verse 25. But in all Israel, there was none to be so much praised as Absalom for his beauty. From the sole of his foot, even to the crown of his head, there was no blemish in him. Fine boy! Fine boy! People liked him. So Absalom can be a likable character.
lovely, nice, handsome, speaks both queens, kings, and servants English. Lovely guy. No, he had no blemish.
But know something? Yet this was a frustrated, angry guy.
Frustrated and angry. He wanted something he didn't have.
Absalom.
Throughout another 2 years in Jerusalem, he did not see the king's face.
Absalom is that guy who feels he deserves more than what he has.
You'll always find that entitlement culture. Should I not have been given this role? You're in the music team. Why for 6 weeks I wasn't given the microphone to lead a song? Entitlement spirit. I come during camp meeting, they didn't ask me to lead prayer. Entitlement spirit. Why did pastor call her? She didn't call. He didn't call me. Entitlement spirit. This is somebody like Samuel said to Saul, who when he was chosen felt that, me. After a while, he now had an entitlement spirit. It should be me, not you. Somebody invited you to come and preach for him. I tell people, if you stop inviting me, I'm not entitled to it. I'm not. That's why I thank people for invitations. Thank you so much. The next thing, thank you again, though. I don't have an entitlement there. So one of the ways you will detect this spirit, when you start feeling entitled. Absalom is that guy also who has not met life's goals. He wanted to have a 10-digit job. He now has a 4-digit job. He doesn't have the kind of car he wants. So before you know it, he's just uncomfortable. In 2 Samuel 18, look at it, verse 18. Absalom in his lifetime had taken and reared up for himself a pillar, which is in the king's dale. For he said, I have no son to keep my name in remembrance. And he called the pillar after his own name, and he's called this day Absalom's place. So he's a guy who wanted promotion. He wanted to be known. He had his own goals in life. That's why I tell people, be careful for your ambitions. Whenever they are not met, eventually he didn't meet the ambition. But he set a pillar, a monument for himself. An ambition that you can do at any cost will destroy you. You don't care what goes with it. Absalom is that guy that had big dreams. Yet, his ambitions were frustrated. And many of us don't know when that spirit creeps around us. You wanted to marry, at this point you couldn't marry. You wanted to have children, they didn't come on time. You wanted to travel abroad, visa refusal 5 times a day. You did business 2 years. Your capital is not even existing. And you had dreams. At the beginning of the year, you even said, it is my year of supernatural harvest. And what you were thinking was different. First fruits of good things to come. First month. Your capital evaporates in the rapture. And then you begin to feel uncomfortable. You begin to feel funny. That Absalom spirit begins to come on you, begins to entice you. Come now. Let's reason together. It's true. What is that? What is even it in the church? Why? How can I be in the church and I lost my business capital? How can I be in a church and I've not bought a car? How can I be in a church? I'm not married. How can I be in a church? I'm not taking a holiday to America. Is that what a church offers? But the Absalom spirit will make you feel uncomfortable. So Absalom is that fellow. How many descriptions? Who even after the fathers called him in chapter 13, he didn't repent. You'll be, oh, okay, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry.
There are some guys that know how to lie, even with tears.
A guy like that was the secretary of our church. About 23 years ago. People are living out of. He cried. And other, older than I was, he was crying with mucus. And the day he was crying, he cried because there was no light in my room. I saw the tears in the darkness. And this brother left the room to go and plot again the same night. My eyes have seen my the same night. Ah, I said, eh? He said, it was that night. I said, ah! Yeah! He was crying.
I know what you have done in my life. Look, I was almost a cold boy. You rescued me. Do you know what I was doing? I said, I don't know how the devil. I said, ah, how about I cry too?
And I'll cry like an idiot.
I said, oh. Really? I prayed for him. Began to release blessings like a blind Isaac.
The guy left my room that night.
To say,
don't mind him. He thinks he knows everything.
He's only our leader by our choice.
That night. I didn't know. He waited till he plucked every other person away. Every other person. After crying. Absalom is that guy in your church who feels he is better in taking decisions like pastor. He gives a suggestion. Pastor says, Pastor Lance says, or Pastor Jake says, well, we are going to do this about it. And he feels, he now calls Pastor Kwe beside, sir, do you agree? After that guy that says, do you agree with Pastor Shim? I'm not saying it's not about, no, we have to honor, yes, we have to honor. He will say it to you, he will package you. We have to honor, but what do you really see? No matter the indiscretion of David that didn't handle Amnon's case well, you are not the king. Anything you do that is not your role, you are usurping authority and it's rebellion. He went ahead and felt his sense of judgment was better. And he killed Amnon. He felt this is better. He arranged the execution and the death of his own brother. So Absalom is that guy that is offended at leadership decisions. He feels, and people do it, they bring down the reputation, the integrity of their pastor and leader. Why should he do that? Why should he? I think we should have fixed the meeting at this time. I think the spirit of Absalom is coming at you. A guy came to my house. We had just left the meeting. And the pastor of the church scolded a member of the church right before us. All of us were there. Go. That day was very tough. The sermon was about Achan. And when the sermon is Achan, everybody feels Achan. Because you check your pocket, whether Achan is there. Back pocket. In the house. I got to my house in the evening. Just trusting God and all that. Interestingly, we were watching the man of God on TV. This brother came inside. I can mention his name. He knows me. He knows I can mention his name. Let me mention his name. Let me leave him. So he came. He said, Ole, how long? I said, I'm ready. How did you see today's service? I said, how? I knew where he was coming from. He said, what do you think about what the pastor did? I said, who is the pastor? Says the word. Are you the pastor? It's not your business. I said, oh yeah, carry your course. Leave my house. I have a long journey in ministry. Please, go up. What's your home? And people can, that is why most critics never end up as good leaders. They know how to describe other people's faults. Are you there? Some people, ordinary treasurer of this association, is so that far to go up. So you have Absalom. So right from that point, he transferred he wasn't satisfied with the death of Amnon. He eventually went after David. Watch this. Where do we find Absalom's spirit? Number one, it starts in secret. He will text you. He will call you. May your WhatsApp not destroy your life in Jesus' name. Did you hear me? May those stupid conversations not enter your phone. May conversations that will wreck your ministry not be on your phones. Secretly, what do you think? What are you discussing? What are you discussing? And that was what he was doing. So he will now take bitterness. He will disguise it. Unresolved offenses. So when I have disguised bitterness, unresolved offenses, disappointments, anger. Where his ideas are not accepted. Oh, you raise your hand. She says, Olani, I think we should do it on Saturday. Our leaders can be very, very abrupt. Don't worry, we just do it on. And you feel, particularly when your girlfriend is there. Or somebody just gave me a word of knowledge last night. See how she dismissed it. I know the leader is not. She's human. She'll just talk. Don't worry. Let's leave that one. One day like that, I was going for a PFM meeting. I was meant to be like a youth advisor. Many years ago, some of you were not even born then. I went there to go and give my suggestion. To know how important that suggestion was to me, I had prayed and fasted. I said, Lord, as I go today, put your word on my lips. I was just giving a suggestion about someone evangelism. As I got there, so all the elders and leaders discussed. Then I said, okay, any AOB. I could have come up with the major speakers. AOB! I said, I wanted to stand up and speak like an oracle. I sense that we should have more intense evangelism. I sense, they listen to me with rapt attention. When I was done, they didn't even wait. They said, young evangelist. Oh yeah, go and take that egg roll. Crush. Oh yeah, distribute it. That was the interpretation of my tongues. I don't cry, crush. You know, crush? I was saying, all my word disappeared. Before you know it, you are going home. Absalom is beside you. Did you see what they did to you? Do you think they are men of God? I say, so I said, bro, any problem? Nothing. I'm okay. And they will know how to arrange you. Someone just sent you a text. Do you know that man, I said it. A man cannot be a man of the spirit and discard what I fasted over. Absalom has entered your house. Your suggestion was not the way. You will need to give another one. Amen? That's all. Pastor, I want to do my meeting on Monday. No, Tuesday. Do don't have a sense of entitlement, they put you there. They put you there. They say, oh, am I not led by the Spirit? Which Spirit? What is the Spirit that put you there? The Spirit that put you there is the person you are talking to. Are you there? Entitled spirit. He becomes offended. So he now begins to function in an hidden agenda. Hidden agenda, hidden plans, hidden alliances. Those of you who have been leaders for a while, you'll be shocked to know some people were friends. Have you? You'll be surprised. Ah! How did he and she meet? Ah! You don't know that spirit. You will see them publicly, they won't meet each other. In fact, you won't know. You just see them come out together. Never. Absalom. Hidden alliances. You won't know that they know each other. In fact, they will use that contact. Oh, I see, Satan is coming. In church, you have language. Absalom! In 2007, they gave you, no, you are not there. It's you and Muji, they gave nickname. The machine gun. She was a bazooka in the church sales community. She said, bazooka is coming. Machine gun is coming. Where are they now? Absalom. You give your pastor a nickname. She said, who's your pastor? Lance, so they will say, let me try and give you a nickname. Detective is here. Because last night I was a security officer. The detective is here. He said, there was a time they gave me a nickname and they said, Abasa. They called me Abasa. Excellent. He said, Abasa, Abasa, Abasa. Abasa said, and they will be hearing Christ in the message. Woo! Glory! As soon as pastor is using an example and saying, some of you do this, they look at it across the church. It's funny, but not funny. It's an evil spirit. Look at 2 Samuel 13 verse 22. Somebody in church. He said nothing. He said nothing. Be careful for people that will show you what happened 5 years ago. See, he started me. I thought we had 4 cup meetings after that. He said, I just didn't want to say it then. I just didn't want to say it. Absalom. That's not the Timothy. I just didn't want to say it. I prayed over it already, but then you prayed over it and you're still talking about it. Absalom. 1 Samuel 15:23, scripture says, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry. Witchcraft. Manipulative. Some people's quiet is manipulative. Bro, what's going on? Nothing, sir. He knows the path of your settled. Question, what happened? Nothing. It's not big deal. It's not really nothing. It's nothing, sir. He's plotting something. He's plotting something terrible. Something horrible. Nothing. One of the traits and characteristics of an Absalom spirit, you will notice confusion. You just see things are not settled in the church. You give an instruction. Things are just not... You see, listen to me. I told you before. The greatest asset, pastor, of the church is unity. It is not doctrine. The greatest asset is unity. Unity does not mean we are perfect. Do you hear me? Unity means we are always on the same page. I tell people, in a nation, and this is something they are using against us as Nigeria, they want us to say, this tribe is a problem. That tribe is a problem. That tribe is a problem. And the people doing it know what they are doing. Imagine we're in a house, we live together, and suddenly we don't talk to each other. You know, I go to my room, you go to your room. There will be a day nobody will lock the door. Nobody will lock the door. There will be a day somebody will die in the house. I will regret how petty we are being. Your greatest asset in yourself, in your fellowship, in your church is your unity. The greatest asset in your relationship. The greatest asset. Hear me. I was talking to a couple last week. I said, look, I understand you want to tell your parents. I said, parents are fine. But parents have bias. I said, look, talk to your pastor. He's the pastor of the two of you. Find a unity. A symbol of unity. You went to my mom. My mom will support you. Oh, you are making an error. My mom will support you. How? Why will she support you? They put you to her. You go to somebody who unites us. Preserve that unity. In your company, in your business, in your home, preserve what? Your unity. When you are hungry, nobody knows. Because you are united. Do you hear what I'm saying? You just see confusion. James says, where there's strife, there's confusion and every evil work. Before we know it, things are just not going smoothly. Things would have done easily become stress. Become stress. Programs will have organized easily. We're struggling. Ah. You know, things will have done easily. We have goals, we set it, we know how we do our thing. Suddenly! And after long, just gets up. Do you think, and it sows seeds. Number one, it dampens your morale. No longer you see that in your mind. We begin to lose where we used to easily win. Have you seen players of a team not support a coach before? If the players of the team decide to sack a coach, look, if he likes, let him draw the taxes on the pitch. He will lose the game. But when you see players play for the coach, I say, no, we are going to play for this man. Even when they lose, you will know, they fought their hearts. That is why you cannot win in division. You can't win. One of the key things that causes division is when you don't know who the leader is. Yoruba say, when we don't accept somebody as leader, that's when we don't make progress. Who is the leader? We get behind the person. Right? That's how it works.
Absalom's spirit will say, no, we are all leaders. We are all ministers. I saw somebody write it on social media and I laughed. We are all ministers. He said, co-equal submission to one another. Is it, does it make sense? So I said, it's not just husbands that will submit, wives that submit to the husband. Husband must also submit to the wife. I said, look at how stupid what you are saying is. As Christ submits to the church, even if you are going to sell it, put high value. This is too cheap. You know Tinko? Two pieces of Tinko handles your brain. One day me and Pastor Lan will have this conversation. I said, ah, Pastor Lan. We're talking about someone. Said, ah, it is us now. Abi, Awani. Ah, it is you and I. What can happen that we couldn't just talk by the side and move on? Then he said, I don't want to tell him yet. I don't want to tell him yet. One day, 2 days, you will never want to tell him again. What happened? What happened? The moment you see, I told you before, when suddenly somebody who is respected starts losing respect, there's an Absalom in the camp. Somebody is beside him, bringing dishonor. In my life, may I never bring dishonor to where God has put honor. Give your heart to that. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7, the Amplified Version, I just got it now from someone, because I don't use it really. One of the signs of the Antichrist, Paul says, for the mystery of lawlessness, Amplified says, that hidden principle of rebellion against constituted authority is already at work. You just rebel against authority. And you watch it, it's subtle. 2 p.m. is the meeting. You came 2:05. You are just happy. Everybody submit your report. You do it late. Punctuality will eventually become rebellion. Lack of punctuality. Eventually, you will stop feeling bad about it. Then one day, you are talking to them. You just saw someone in your office. I will send my report. Report of what? So will evangelism. Why are you doing that in your church? Evangelism is supposed to be, you already have a problem. Evangelism is something I should do from my heart. Then that comes to your mind. Ah, it's true. It's a love for our Father. We should be careful these days, you know. People are just running their own empires. Those words are coming in, though. They are coming in. You say, empire, it's true. It's true. How many churches do this self? So, you know, because I win souls. I talked to my Uber driver just a few minutes ago. And he said, well, I love what I said. Oh, yeah. I said, so come on. He said, it's true. He said, well, it's just good to serve the Lord. It's already in your mind. Then, 5 minutes after, you see the phone call. Brother Dan, where is your report? Sir? I'm trying to send it, sir. I had network issues. I'm just trying to. Send it on time. What you? And something you normally will say. Why are you irresponsible? That irresponsible just becomes a big word. It was never an issue. Now, irresponsible. Don't forget the words you had in the morning. Empire. Manipulation. You now have a dire menu. Then in the evening, cell leaders meeting in your zone. You get there very late, deliberately. Prosecco, why are you late? Traffic, sir. I tried to make it. Is there any problem? No, nothing, sir. Empire. Manipulation. Love God. It should be from your heart. That's not from your heart. It's God that judges all, not report. But the next week, just send a text. Sir, I just think I should take some time out. What?
No, nothing. Just normal challenges I have generally. I just want to... Are you sure? No. Trust me. Manipulation. Empire. Free yourself. Bondage. Serve Lord from your heart. Don't let anybody use you. At the end of the day, it's Christ that matters. Follow Jesus, not any man. Gone. And it didn't start from that guy in your office. It started from you having loose manners in submitting your report. You now allow the devil to use it. Who's following what I'm saying here? Simple things. I'm telling you. Imagine as a younger preacher. Very young. I'm younger. I'm young still. I was walking on the road. And my cousin. He said, I heard that this is what you are using your life for. On the road. He said, you are just wasting all your father's money. That evening, my dad said worse things. That evening, my cousin, my mom now came and said, who called you? This guy called you. Who called you? Nobody called you. The next day, it was the brethren. He said, he's too proud. He thinks he knows everything. What did I do? Satan is after you. He wants you to be depressed. To start thinking. What is the way out? There is no way out. I told my cousin. I opened my Bible. I stood on it. It was Ibeji Road. I said, look at my Bible. I'm going to preach this for the rest of my life. I'm going to deliver you and your family. In other words, resist the devil! And he will flee. You don't discuss with the devil. You don't say, I get your point. Point. Poison is poison. You don't say, imagine, you don't say, there's poison in that food. You say, which part? There's poison there. You say, which part? You say, there's poison there. You say, which part of it? Eat it. You will find out. You are an idiot with grace. You run! Don't allow a conversation to continue. If you are not going to dance, don't clap. Don't start with the clap if you don't want the beats. What you don't want to eat, don't spell it. Did you hear what I'm saying? So I say, free your mind! Free your mind! It's free your mind that made women men today. Free your mind! Transgender. Free your mind! Homosexual. Free your mind! People are doing bestial sex. Free your mind! Cocaine. Free your mind! Drugs. Free your mind! Absalom. Free your mind! Judas. Mind is not meant to be free. It's meant to be renewed. Romans 12:2. Is somebody in the house? One of the things that Jesus highlighted. Matthew 10:21. It says, and brothers shall deliver up the brother to death. Father the child. Children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. You find people do destructive things. Don't be destructive. An Absalom spirit will naturally, subtly begin to sidetrack the leader. It begins to make you feel uncomfortable about your pastor. It reduces the influence. Anybody you meet in life who reduces your influence is in an Absalom spirit. A good relationship is not meant to do that to you. An Absalom spirit reduces your influence. It captures the heart of others. You have people in scripture like Korah, Dathan, Abiram, Aman, Jezebel, Judas. They never end happily. Absalom is in competition. He gives other ideas. He gives other suggestions. There's nothing wrong in suggesting. Ah, Pastor, I just think that, your pastors are here. Sometimes I'll go and leave that. Ah, Pastor, but we just think that way. And that's all. Remember, there was a day we were having a conversation, and I was talking about something, and I said, I feel like this. And, we're having our usual weekly meetings. And I wanted us to do something. And then I said, but I'm feeling somehow. I couldn't explain how I was feeling. So I told them, we've been together for years. All of them just told me, it was more than I said, you don't think he said like this. I just saw that sign. And I was like, a burden came off my mind. I said, you're right. That's the right place to say it. Not after we are finished speaking. And he says, Pastor James, what do you think about what Pastor said? Absalom has started. There's nothing wrong in saying, Pastor Sonny, I'm thinking, why not let's go up DSTV and go on GoTV? That's the right person you're talking to. Every time you talk to the wrong person about the right thing, it ends up the wrong way. And most of the time, the reason why we are not saying it to the right person is because our motives are not clear. They are not clear. They are not pure. They are not pure. If you have pure motives, you will say it to the right person. Absalom is that guy who wants to be in command. Go and read 2 Samuel 13 to 18. You would not love what you have seen. I told you, Absalom is in leadership. He's not in following. So, what is the key issue that Absalom does? He tries to impress others. The pastor is Pastor Somi Bola Joko. When he gets on the pulpit, how does he welcome first timers? You are welcome to the service. Thank God for your lives. We're glad to have you in our service. We hope to see you next week. The day you give Absalom the microphone, glory! It's good to have you in this service. I saw the glory of God. You know what I'm telling you something? You are in the majestic place of the Most High. This house is your house. No. Absalom, say exactly what Pastor said. When people feel I am copying, they should know you are. He says it differently. Pastor says, the Greek word is homologia. It means to say things at the same time. The Greek word, but before the Greek word, is the verb, The verb is homologio. I checked it last night. When did that start? The things you have heard of me among many witnesses. 2 Timothy 2:2. The faith! Commit unto who? Faithful men. Who shall be able to teach others. A true disciple is copy, paste, repeat. Copy, paste, repeat. Somebody in church. Look at 2 Samuel 15. Absalom in verse 1. It came to pass after. He prepared him, chariot, horses, 50 men to run before him. I want us to read verse 2 and slowly. Everybody. Absalom rose up early and stood beside the way of the gate. It was so. When any man had had a conference, came for the king for judgment, Absalom called unto me and said, of what city did you come from? God, thy servant is one of the tribes of Israel. Let's see verse 3 together. Absalom said unto him, see, thy matters are good and right, but there is no man dispute of the king to hear thee. He gives his own judgment. The king really doesn't have your time. The king, I wish I was the pastor. I would have said this. I wish I was the one teaching. I would have used that illustration. Absalom will do what now? Let's keep reading. We're not done. Verse 4. Let's take it together. Absalom said, moreover, all that I were made judge in the land, that every man which has a suit or cause might come to rule me, and I will do him justice. Look at the next verse. It was found that when any man came near to him to do him obeisance, he put forth his hands, took him, and kissed him. He will become suddenly warm, begin to give prophecies. I see you set forth. This is not you. You are more than this. I didn't know. I'll bring friends to preach for me. I didn't know. They'll preach for me. And I just leave them with the congregation. I don't do it again. Airport, hotel, meeting, airport, go. Preach. Preach and go. Preach and go. And anywhere I go to, airport, hotel, preach, escape through the back door. Amen? I don't go for leisure. I went somewhere in Texas. They said, let us go and visit Disney World. I said, no. Sir, Pastor Chris, losing up. Ha! Gay. Homosexual. That's losing up. Cocaine. I said, let me stay here and just study and pray. In fact, they took me to their house. Very lovely apartment. He said, can you come downstairs and work with us? I said, no. I came to preach. I'm a son of Kenneth Hagin. Preaching, go home. Preaching, go home. I left my folks with friends. I didn't know. One day I stumbled on the diary of one of my boys. He can watch this thing. He said, Ogo, but it's not my Kenneth Edwards. He loves me. He loves me. I mean, don't you love me? If you are watching anytime, you watch it. I just saw prophecies. Red diary. You are a prophet. Let nobody kill your ministry. This is a stepping stone. I wonder what gave him. An apostolic grace is upon you. I did me. So, every time I was talking to him, was acting different. A boy that I mentored, who lived in my house, I never told him he was an apostle. Somebody from afar, willing to steal his heart, told him what he wanted to hear. And like those relationships happened, it didn't last. He left, and they eventually left. Stay at the gate. Pastor Jake's finished his meeting. Brother Beckley just finished talking to you. Who is the Absalom? After church, he will stay at the car park. Hey, what did Pastor say to you? What did he tell you? You are mad. You are mad. That is what I mean on the city in this video. What's your own? Ask your pastors. When we talk about your congregation, do I tell him? When we talk about you, do I tell her? Do I tell Pastor Lola? No. No. You have no business. What is your business? Why are you discussing your cell members with your girlfriend? Is it a romantic matter? I don't do it. Rotunde finished with you, spoke to everybody, you are saying, hey, I saw Rotunde talking to you. Is there any problem?
Should there be a problem? A pastor is talking to the community, is there a problem? What is your own?
He stayed at the gate, stealing the heart. Don't let anybody try to use flowery words of Christocentric to deceive you. It's Absalom. It's not, and the faith, it's not about Christ. It's a lie. It's not about Christ. It is an Absalom spirit. Are you following what I'm saying? He stayed at the gate. Can we take verse 6 together? Everybody, everybody. Verse 6. Oh yeah. On this manner, Absalom to all Israel that came to the king for judgment. So Absalom did what? He stole the hearts. People were listening to two pastors. Pastor is teaching. They are checking what Absalom said. Two pastors. My friend, Pastor Conley, he has come to preach for us. I'm probably preaching for him this year too. One time, I went to reach out to him. And then I didn't get him because he was on call. Because a medical person. So I was looking for how to get him. I sent a message to his wife. There was not a guy, so I said, okay, I think this guy works with him. I just said, can I get pastor's number? The guy sent me the number. Eventually, he now called me. The guy said, sir, you mean it? He said, I'm trying to look for you. I've spoken to pastor. I have not replied that message. Since I had gotten what I wanted. Oh, thank you. I didn't say. So I think he told his pastor, you don't know him. He just wanted the number. Since he got it, he doesn't want any other. That's all. That is how you now text me in box. Sir, I know you are close to pastor. That is why I want to tell you this. Amen? That's all they said. I know you are close to pastor. I said no. I went to one meeting one time in 1999 or 2000, forgotten. So I was doing counseling. The woman spoke and spoke, brought the husband. And they spoke for like 30 minutes or 1 hour. When they were done, I said, I would love to talk to you tomorrow after my session. I said, thank you, sir. Thank you. This is, in fact, you just minister to our, I didn't say anything though. They said, I minister to their spirit. The next day, I told the pastor, there's a matter. I didn't tell him what it was. He sat down. He said, they looked at me. Oh yeah, say that thing yesterday. That thing. Say, what's that? That thing. Yeah. A 1 hour conversation became 5 minutes. Hallelujah. A pastor told people for life, a friend, a younger friend. One of the people who he pastors reached me in box. She started talking. I said, have you told your pastor? She said no. Why are you she said yes. I said, let it stop there. You know what I did? I copied the conversation, sent it to him. He tells the whole world I'm his pastor. Naturally, I should just intervene. That is how we start till you speak the congregation for him. Somebody sent me a message also from Power City. I just copied it. I didn't read it. I don't have the facts. I just copied it. Dr. Davila. Dr. said, Pastor Chris, I said, I didn't read it. He said, actually, the issue you are the one that can intervene is about business politics. I said, Doctor, tell me what he said. I will tell you what you should tell him. Don't let's give them the room to think he can talk to me without you. It has more pros than cons. Did you hear me? Absalom will stay after service. He will be doing his own teaching meeting. your pastors almost fell to an Absalom in this ministry. I would have taught them Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Morning till night, in one room. In fact, the room became so hot and sticky, people began to smell. So I said, can we buy one for all the brethren? The place will be full. I will teach morning till evening. Teach, 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 teach. After the meeting, they will now gather in the kitchen. That were you part of them? Who? Is Pastor Wally? That was it. You want to deny your history. You are not part at all. Daniel! Ajit. Okay, Femi was part of them. And they will meet. So I just said, we are doing Bible study. After 12 hours. After 12 hours! Three services! Thousands of teachings on Living Word Media! I saw them. I said, Angela! Let the word of God leave this place. All their notes. Are you not happy today? They did not understand what I was doing. That same person now went after another set and took all of them away. Absalom. Staying at the gate. Absalom wants respect. He now begin to tell you nice, nice things. Pastor just told you, you are not serious. Absalom says, you look very serious. Pastor says, you are backsliding. Absalom says, you are an example to me. At the gates. You say, he's helping me learn the word. Absalom will tell you, he's concerned about your life. He's concerned. He's concerned about, why don't you have a job? You and your pastor just had that conversation on Sunday. He has sent your CVs around. He gives you money for transport. Well, you know, the Absalom comes and says, why don't you, you should have a job. Who does not know you should have a job? You should have a job. Say, but I tried to make cake and all that. Ah, no. What did you study in school? I studied. I mean, I'm not saying pastor doesn't love you, but you are more than this. And you say, ever since I met Absalom, I've had a sense of value. Gaucho. You know Gaucho? Gaucho is a Greek word. I will tell you in due course. Absalom can travel across the sea to make you a convert. He takes you off leadership, off instructions you have been given. Watch people that suddenly close to rebels. What they contribute to the ministry, fault finding, criticisms, complaining. Just complaining. They are finding fault in everything we are doing. You begin to campaign within this. A man said this. He said, as HIV is to the body, so is the Absalom spirit to the mind of a man. It will wreck you. Absalom will begin by trying to provide alternatives. An alternative to the ministry. Alternative to what is being taught. Alternative. Christ died for our sins. Someone said, he didn't just die, he rose. Absalom. Absalom. What he wants is followers. And not necessarily followers to start another church. Followers to just do what he's also doing. Absalom. Look at 2 Samuel 15. Hope you are learning something. 2 Samuel 15 again. Afterward, what did he do? He now went to the king. I pray, let me go and have a retreat. Verse 7. minister. Let me go and pray. For your servant vowed a vow.
He now moves to lying, conspiracy. He now uses ministry as cover up. Uses a teaching ministry as a cover up. Uses Bible study as cover up. Then, what did he do? Verse 9. He said, go in peace. Verse 10. He now sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel saying, as soon as you hear the sound of the trumpet, then know that Absalom reigns. So he lied. Can you see the gradual progression? What will make you lie to your pastor may it not enter your heart. Do you hear what I'm saying? Look at verse 10. And verse 11. Verse 11 is very critical. Let's take it together. And with Absalom went 200 men. They went in their what? They did not know what they were doing. Dosuki. So I said, let's just meet. For what? It's just a prayer meeting. Praying about what? Which prayer group is this one? It's not a prayer. Can't we just pray? No. We just want to share the word. Which word? Which word? Just stand up ourselves over the seas pastor is teaching. Are there no cell meetings? Fellowship meetings? Study group? I know, but I'm just thinking of another avenue. Okay! Bye-bye. Simplicity. I told you in service, sincerity is not enough. You can sincerely drink poison and die. Don't say, I was just sincere, I didn't know. Was he your king? Was he your pastor? He didn't stop there. Absalom therefore will use conspiracy. He will create following within the assembly. Now, what major thing that he did? He got Ahithophel. Somebody close to the pastor. One of the chief counselors of David. David's counselor. See, hear me. The closer you are to your pastor, your zonal pastor, your church pastor, the more careful you should be. People want to know things. They want to hear things. They want to know what you talk about. They want to know when you talk about it. So you have Ahithophel. Now, Ahithophel has another characteristic we're going to see. And then, how did he get him? He said, okay, he got Ahithophel when they were having Holy Ghost meeting, offering sacrifices. He got Ahithophel when they were having believers meetings. He got Ahithophel when they were going for outreach. You are going for outreach. You are discussing something else. You went for prayer group meeting. You are discussing something else. Cell meeting. Discussing something else. Don't you know there is a conspiracy somewhere? He came under the guise of flowing with the Spirit to infect them. And Ahithophel, as wise as he should have been, was caught up in it. So Absalom would also introduce lies. He's a hypocrite. He will hide under, we're just following the leading of the Spirit to create more problems. Ahithophel, interestingly, was Bathsheba's dad. So maybe Ahithophel along the line was also felt, I did not give Bathsheba to David. He married her forcefully. Maybe he had forgotten it. But Absalom is a guy that makes you to remember what you had forgotten. And he says, to look at it now. He took your daughter. Despite the fact that
Bathsheba had now had Solomon. Absalom will not give up. He won't give up. Absalom wants more. You say, look at it now. Should they have treated you like that? Why did he do that to you? It brings up old wounds. And Ahithophel became part of it. He will sow strife. He will cause divisions. Matthew 24, verse 3 and 10. Matthew 24. Hope you are learning something. Verse 3 and 10. One of the characteristics of the work of the devil, false prophets, false teaching. He says, let's take it together in verse 10. Let's go. And when then shall many be offended, and they shall what? Betray one another. They shall betray one another. So betrayal is a sign of rebellion against the gospel. David definitely made a big error. He allowed Absalom back into his kingdom, to the organization. Whether it's your business, whatever it is, don't allow an Absalom spirit. They are destructive. Absalom is that guy. Now watch this. Who has left and still wants us to be fellowshipping? Absalom is that guy who has left church. And you can see it clearly. Be cordial. Be a brother in Christ. But what is the constant communication about? You saw how that brother left the ministry. You saw that he abandoned the flock he was given. You saw the way he caused division in the church. And you retained him as someone you are in constant communication. What are you looking for? Absalom hung around. Ah, we are brethren now. We can still fellowship, have Holy Ghost meetings. We can still go out on outreaches. If you wanted us to be doing that, why didn't you stay? He will introduce something. Some of us are very unwise on things like this. Before you know it, they will blackmail you. No, don't let anybody, they say, don't let anybody make people your enemy and not your enemies. Somebody told you, I hate your wife. I don't like seeing her. She's a nice woman, though. What are you trying to say? I hate your dad, but I love you. What's that relationship about? Paul said to Timothy, Alexander the coppersmith, he said, he has withstood our word and our message. Be careful for him. Jesus said, if these Pharisees can hate me, be careful for them. If they love me, if they hate me, they cannot love you. Simple. If they persecute me, they persecute you. Very simple. Don't let anybody get killed. Don't let anybody get killed. So somebody like that. He was against Dr. Abel. Dr. Abel is my friend. He's a senior friend. He was against him. And I saw it. So another guy was not featuring him in his program. Why did he invite me? The guy kept texting me. I didn't reply. Pastor Christa, you know, we follow you. We do this. We do that. Doctor called me and said, Pastor Christa, that guy is a good guy, yo. He said, he follows you bumper to bumper. I said, doctor, if Jesus appears to me to preach for him, I will go. I'm not blind. He's an adult. He knows the person he's bringing does not like you. I said, it's true. So when he saw Dr. Abel, Dr. Sand, I said, go and talk with him. I said, no, sir. That was then. And he went on and on and on. And then doctor said, I've spoken to you. Okay. And I said, so he last paused. You know, sir, was this why Pastor Chris never responded and said, you don't know him? He said, So the next day, he texted me, sir, I'm very sorry. I said, don't apologize. It's just I love my dog. Hallelujah. It's very simple. It's very simple. I'm not stupid not to know how God has used a relationship to bless the body of Christ. I will not open my eyes. I'm not an idiot. Don't be a fool. You see how God has used your relationship to bless the body of Christ. You're assuming the ministry, among ministers in the local assembly. Somebody is not talking to you. Don't you think? Say, I'm sorry. I'm not looking for invitations. Me. I don't look for invitations though. I have seen people, I posted a poster, I posted a poster like this. As I was leaving, I used my, I used a starch. Put it there. As I was leaving, they were tearing it. Put it there. You won't take care! So I said, okay. So I have to do typewriter. So I said, I give it to people myself. Come. Which one you come? The meeting held. Only two people came. A priest. So, if you oppose me, I'll go elsewhere. So I'm not looking for preaching opportunities. There to be strong enough to destroy God-given relationship. I'm not an idiot. Are you following what I'm saying here? So, Absalom is that spirit that will give special gifts, steal the hearts of the people. He will treat people more specially than the pastor. Pastor gave them 1K, he will double it. Suddenly, just affectionate. Just becomes very caring. Galatians chapter 4. Paul, I like such people. Galatians chapter 4. Is somebody in the church? Or have you gone home? Galatians chapter 4. Paul says, verse 17, they zealously affect you, but not well. They are only doing it to exclude you. The pastor says, they are only showing you attention so that they can take you from following me to following them. That's all they are doing. It's an Absalom spirit. Acts 20:29. Grievous wolves are coming among the flock, not sparing them. From amongst yourselves shall many arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after themselves. Absalom will go after leaders. So nobody is immune. Oh, I'm the pastor over Ibadan. I'm the pastor over Igando. You are not immune. Ahithophel was captured. Not immune. You'll be as careful. Absalom will look like he's caring, loving. Pastor does not visible in their houses. Absalom begins to do it. Pastor doesn't do video call. He begins to do it. Pastor, whatever pastor is not doing, he begins to do it. I warn our pastors. They are all here. When people start saying that you are nice. You are very nice. I love Pastor so and so. He has a listening heart. Set up new. They are nice. Very lovely. So, Pastor is strict. You are just suddenly soft. Why? Why are you suddenly soft? Why are you the one that is soft? So that they will say, out of all the pastors, I just love Brodan. He doesn't, that cannot happen. He's the most critical soul I know. I just love Brodan. He's very warm. He's very Absalom spirit. Tells you what you want to hear. You are beautiful beyond description. Too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension. Then you don't say, there is none like you. No one else has touched my heart as you do. After long, I have said to all saints community, I found there is none like you. That's what happens. I love this person. My business partner, of course, I see your one, Mr. David, I need you with. People will say, I love talking to this person. He's very homely. When we have transactions, he understands it. We used to laugh. Because we tell ourselves, we say, you be soft, let me be hard. They didn't know. I'm not in business to help you. I'm in business to make money. See, it's nice. Nice. No nice person becomes rich. Have you seen nice naira note before? So they said, Shekou, you be nice. I said, oh, we're going to do it. He said, oh, very good. I know that. I said, well, but, you know, just run it with Bob G. Eh? Yeah. Then I said, no. It's 4 naira per liter. That's it. Eh? But I spoke to Shekou now. Because he was coming. And Shekou, I told him, he said so. Let's do it that way. Because people don't like united people. Every time, people don't like, we're doing fine, and you show your leadership, how you're working together, somebody at the back and say, let's divide these people. Anytime you praise somebody, people are going to come after you. They will come shortly. Just tell them that you love somebody. They'll say, that's good. You're in that church, man, you guys are doing great. I heard so. It's a lie, oh. A few months after, I heard, is it true? And that was because of what you said publicly. If you're close in leadership, watch it. Watch it. Proverbs 21 verse 12. Somebody in church. Proverbs 21 verse 12. Let me repeat myself. The greatest asset of a ministry is what? Is unity. Proverbs 21 verse 12. The righteous man wisely considers the house of the wicked. But God overthrows the wicked of their wickedness. I'm going to read the message version. A God loyal person, one loyal to God, will see through the wicked. A wise man will see through that antique. See, I'm a wise man. Because no false prophet, right false prophet on his face. Jesus said they will come as sheep, what? As wolves, in sheep clothing. Absalom will come neatly dressed. But now left for you. Proverbs 20 verse 26. A wise king scatters the wicked and brings the wheel over them. A version says a wise leader makes a clean sweep of rebels to get rid of them immediately. Go away. Go elsewhere. The moment the pastor is weak, indecisive, like David did, Absalom will grow. What do you do to Absalom? Get him out. Strip him of every responsibility. Deal with it. Ephesians 5:11. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Rather reprove them. James 4:7. Resist the devil. He will flee from you. Psalm 36. Verse 1 to 4. Psalm 36. Verse 1 to 4. The transgression of the wicked said within my heart, there is no fear of God before his eyes. For he flatters himself in his own eyes, of his iniquity before to be hateful. The word of his mother, iniquity and deceit, he hath led not to be wise and to do good. He devises mischief upon his bed. He sets himself in a way that is not good. He abhors not evil. This is the traits of those who cause harm and destruction. Don't forget, you don't allow
these to grow. That's why Paul says, those that they teach no other doctrine, he said their mouth will be stopped. And part of the people he's referring to are those that he himself, that is Paul, ordained. Romans 16:17. Mark them. Amplify faith and appeal to you. Be on guard concerning those who create dissensions and difficulties and just cause divisions. Romans 16:17. In opposition to the instruction and teaching that you have been taught, I warn you to turn aside from them, to avoid them, to avoid them, to avoid them, to avoid them. Avoid them. Second Samuel 18, verse 9. As we close gradually. Second Samuel 18, verse 9. Absalom, then the servant of David, Absalom rode on a mule, and the mule went under the thick boughs of a great oak. His head caught held all the hood, and he was taken up between the heaven and the earth, and the mule that was under him went away. Was hanged. Very sad. Because Absalom came for David. He wanted to destroy him. He didn't mind if the ministry goes under. He doesn't give a damn what happens. Proverbs 16:18. Pride goes before destruction. A haughty spirit before the fall. Say, I have no destructive spirit. Let me quickly read a few things and we pray. A few things are here for you to consider. I must start being careful when I am more concerned about my own recognition than the general vision of everyone. When that happens, destruction is around me. I must not try to seek to manipulate leadership to give me what I want. If I do that, I side with the devil. I must not in any way cause division or to make things stop for my sake. I mustn't look for a gain from serving the Lord in a church or a ministry. I must be content with what I have. And I must take every instruction in contentment. I must never, ever say anything, do anything that would diminish spiritual authority over my life. I must never think I'll be better if I were in charge. I'll have said it better. I'll have done it better. I'll have handled it better. I need to be humble. The pastor talks to me often. Fine. If he doesn't, I won't think there's a problem. I must not get so petty. I'm very petty. I must never, ever verbalize, speak, or chat a disagreement I have with a disgruntled member. I must be found motivating others to do what we are all doing and not otherwise. Mark this out. I must never surround myself with people that have unresolved issues with the leadership. I must never find myself criticizing my pastor or my leader. I should find that time to pray for them. To pray and not do anything to harm myself or others. Let me say this in closing. Absalom is not my friend. Absalom should never be my friend. That's why Paul said to Gaius, John said to Gaius, he said that Diotrephes taught John verse 9 and 10. He loved preeminence. He even resists our words. He said, you must forbid him. You must stay away from him. You must speak against what he's doing all the time. Don't allow Absalom to grow around you to the point where he begins to influence you and others around you. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? Let us pray. Pray for me, we pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. In your zone, your church, your fellowship, what kind of spirit do you emit or exude? What is your role?
Have you developed a sense of entitlement? Have you developed a sense of notice me? Notice me. Oh. What's going on? Why are they not giving me the microphone? Why did they allow that brother to start a fellowship and not me? Absalom is around you. Have you become petty? Petty. Your pastor naturally will talk to you, rebuke you, and speak to you. You will take it, pray over it, and see how to make correction. Now, it is affecting you. Have you started magnifying small issues? Who are you talking with? Who is talking with you? The person need not be a member of your church. It can be from another ministry. A Facebook preacher. A post that you read often. A tweet. Or a Twitter handle you visit so often. Don't let them destroy you. Let the voice that has led you this far keep leading you. Don't tolerate an absolute spirit around you. Don't mind pastor. I think pastor was wrong. Pastor ought not to have said that. Lift your voice and pray. Everyone, pray. Do you handle matters beyond you? Let me say it's not my business. Let me say it's not under me. Let me say I'm not concerned about that. Let us say no. Every spirit of disloyalty, every spirit of a sense of entitlement, grumbling, disgruntled. Pastors, pray. Ahithophel was caught. He remembered something that was done to him in the past. I put my eyes on the ball. I keep my eyes on the ball. I keep my eyes on the ball. I face my walk. I face my walk. I face where I came. I focus. I don't trap people in box to steal their heart away. I don't cancel other people for their pastor. I don't prove to be better. I don't try to reteach it so it will sound better in their ears. I don't make more offenses. 2 years. Pay. Married couples, watch what you discuss in your home. Business partners, cousins, siblings, you are in a relationship. Don't allow that evil spirit. To enter your relationship, I'll read it. Five more minutes.